stuff. I'll be watching that. Now, could advances in genetic science become part of routine medical care? A new study suggests that genome sequencing could be something your GP could do to detect or prevent common killers like cancer or heart disease. The study has been conducted by the Institute of Cancer Research, and Professor Roz Eales led the team. I asked her what the study was trying to establish.
If you actually take somebody's whole genome, that's their whole genetic makeup, how can we look at the information from that and try and develop a model that could be extrapolable for use in general practice? So what we have found from the study is that the people who took part, about one in four of them who took part, had something that would actually be important in their genome for their healthcare. The thing that the study tried to show was, what do we need to do to try and translate that into work into general practice in the NHS?
What do you mean by actionable genetic alteration? What does that mean? And are you talking about curing things or just detecting things that might go wrong?
So an actionable genetic mutation is something that can predict that maybe somebody would have an increased risk of certain diseases, that could predict whether you had an increased risk of, for example, heart disease, cancers, an increased risk of a raised level of fat levels in the blood. So things that in general practice, you might then be able to flag up that that person might need earlier detection. And then the thing that's very dramatic, which is why it's been shown at ASCO, is that just under half of the alterations predicted for increased risk of cancer. So then that might flag up who would need earlier cancer detection.
Okay, so it's an early warning system rather than a cure, is that right?
Absolutely right. What we're all about is trying to find an early warning system of a risk of disease so that you can try and do earlier detection. Because if you find cancers earlier, they're much more likely to be cured.
And what about people, for example, planning pregnancies, what have you? Is there a role there where you could sort of nip potential problems in the bud, so to speak?
Yes, that's the lovely thing about you're looking at the whole genome. With the whole genome, you also get other information. So, for example, genetic changes that you might not get disease risk from yourself, but if you passed it on and then the child's other parent also had it, then the child would have a one in four chance of having disease. And some of these diseases can really be quite devastating and occur in very, very young children.
How long are we talking about it? And one of the questions that always comes up with new treatments is cost, of course. How much is this going to cost for me to get my GP, to get my whole genetic sequence mapped?
So at the moment within this study, it costs £1,800 to do the whole genome. We think these costs will definitely come down rapidly in the next couple of years. And the other thing is that we do need to have a look at how we can introduce this into the NHS in a way that's cheap and also fast and feasible to be done in a very quick manner.
Is there any danger here that if you've got all my genetic information, maybe an insurance company will say, I've had a look at your readout and I don't fancy you as a risk, and that, you know, we are volunteering information about ourselves which can be used in ways which are unacceptable?
We're only looking at things that will help people. And at the moment, there is a moratorium in the United Kingdom by the Association of British Insurers. If you're unaffected, then they don't ask for genetic information for insurance. There's only one exception, which is a gene for Huntington's disease. And we're not testing for that. We're only testing for things that are actionable, not things that you can't do something about.
But how long will that understanding hold once the information's out there? How can we be sure that one day, you know, people won't, that moratorium will expire?
So the moratorium has been renewed many times now. And I think that they are very keen to continue with that moratorium. At the moment, it is indefinite.
How long do you think this will be before this becomes commonplace?
I think it's quite soon. I think it's between 2 and 5 years, actually, that before this comes into healthcare in a very major way.
Professor Roz Eales, Professor Oncogenetics at the Institute of Cancer Research. Thank you.
3 minutes.